This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, what it do?
What's up?
You had this on the bingo card today, huh?
Well, probably a lot of people.
I don't think
After all, we are owned by Odyssey.
I don't think they had this one.
So yesterday...
An Odyssey station.
You were like, oh, Tuesday, yeah. And I'm like,
that, your impression of me is spot on.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait till Wednesday.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
And I was trying to poo-poo Wednesday. I was like, no, it's all about Tuesday.
No.
Turns out.
Wednesday.
No, it was all about Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
I mean, we had Shooter Sanders news today.
Wednesday.
And then this happened. I mean, stuff was going down.
Well, you know what Wednesday is? It is the day before the opening round of the BMW Championship.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
So.
I mean, I'm frosty.
Your full four-hour preview begins
I'm
now.
I'm frosty over this. Yeah. It's just, I get so excited every year at the BMW Championship, which is where?
They're outside of Baltimore.
Ah, yes. Can't be in Baltimore. No one wants to get shanked, but outside of Baltimore, that's good.
Hey, Tommy Fleetwood caught the M's win at Camden Yards yesterday.
He did. Yeah. Perhaps you saw that on social media.
I saw the M's win. I did not see Tommy Fleetwood seeing the M's win.
He was out there.
M's win! M's win!
Why did you say it that way?
As the Cubs. It was the old Harry Carey. Cubs win! That was a terrible impression of dead Harry Carey.
Well, it kind of sounded like a mix between the Cubs and the Yankee, you know, the Yankee guy.
Yankees! Well, maybe that was the ghost of Harry Carey channeling the non-ghost of Michael Kay and somehow doing a Mariner game. I don't know.
Wednesdays are big here because, one, we love them. We've always taken our Wednesdays very seriously, and our ratings on Wednesdays go through the roof.
Yeah.
It's science.
People love it.
They just love it.
Yeah, the buzz.
And two, we have a little late-breaking news today.
Yeah.
Here locally. You know, it's been a pretty slow summer.
Yeah.
You know.
We had some gambling controversy, but no one really particularly big.
But now.
Some pitchers.
Today we learned your Portland Trailblazers have a new owner.
Well.
Almost.
There's an agreement. Someone has said, I would like to buy them, and it turns out that someone says, I would like to sell them.
Yeah.
Here's $4
billion. 4.25.
Yeah, right.
4.25 billion.
I know, we always do that, and I'm just as, I'm guilty. Like,
you round it off quarter of a billion.
I know, right? Like, because that's the thing, is I was like, ah, it's for around 4 billion. No, like you said, it's 4.25. What's $250 million between, that's a lot of money, is what that is.
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Yes.
Sportico is saying. Yep. A lot of people are saying. A
lot of people saying Sportico had this first.
Yeah. And the Blazers are going to sell to a guy by the name of Tom Dundon.
Tommy!
Touchdown Tommy Dundon is what they call him.
And Tommy's got a group, but Tommy will be the main cheese. You always have to have one guy.
Yeah.
Like on the board of directors now, that votes.
Okay, so we begin from scratch on this guy.
Yes.
Because, well, never heard of him.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was Google image him.
Mm-hmm. He's he looks like younger than you would think for a
pretty
a
young.
Well, he's not that old. He's 53.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's also a bro-y 53.
Yes, he is.
And he lives in Dallas. Mm-hmm. But if you Google image him, it's very odd. The only thing that comes up are pictures of him.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wait, that's weird. It almost looks like he's cultivated it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, well, wait, where's his family? Because usually, you know, there's a couple pictures that get in there of family.
Yeah, you got to dig through it a little bit.
Well, then if you just put in Tom Dundon wife, then his family photos show up.
Yes.
And
he's got a couple little rugrats running around.
It looks to me like he has four kids.
Yeah, and they're all decked out in Carolina Hurricanes gear.
Yeah, and he's got a wife and everything. But I thought it was weird that none of them showed up in the initial Google image of Tom Dundon. What is Tom Dundon hiding?
I don't know. Well, he's and he's one of the SMU bros. Remember when we talked about how SMU had just a handful of billionaires and they didn't need anyone else?
He's one of those mega donors.
He's one of the mega donors.
Yeah.
He's an SMU bro, and he's a big sports guy.
Big sports.
He owns the Carolina Hurricanes. And
they're a hockey team.
They're a hockey team.
A club.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, and I had to look them up today, too.
The old Hartford Whale.
He's a... You mean the Whalers?
I like to say the Whale.
Call yourself a hockey guy? I had to look up the Hurricanes.
It's from a movie that you would not understand.
Because...
I do knew that.
He's owned them since 2017.
Yes.
And so they won the Stanley Cup in 2006.
Yes.
Since then, after that, they kind of sucked and never made the playoffs.
No.
He comes in, buys them, and all of a sudden, they win a lot of games and are in the playoffs. Yeah. Therefore, I think you can assume the Blazers are going to win five titles under Tom Dundon. So he did a good job with the Carolina Hurricanes, is what I'm saying.
Well, and Carolina moved from Hartford, and, you know, they've had some success, but... They were one of those teams that was rumored to maybe be on the move in the NHL. And then when he came in, he kind of put an end to that. He came in and was like, no, we're keeping him here. He's redeveloped the arena. He's dumped a bunch of money, I should say, into it. He's built around it. He's a developer. He's an investor. He's a big sports guy.
Developer.
So I think that's kind of what makes you excited if you're a Blazer fan.
Developers. He's like this guy.
It's important to know he does not have Steve Ballmer money. He's a billionaire. He's got a couple other rich guys, including a local person we'll talk about. But he is not one of these.
It's not me.
No,
he hasn't called me yet.
He does not have $20 or $30 billion, but he is an investor. He is a developer, and just kind of reading through, and we're efforting some people from Carolina to try to that have dealt with him to try to, you know, get him on and see what they think of him. But everything I've read is the people in Carolina really love him, and that he's an upfront owner. He's aggressive. He's a guy that has really embraced the community. And when you read through the Sportico piece, take it for what it's worth, because this is the same thing they said when the Sonics sold all those years ago. They said the plan and the intention is to keep them in Portland, which is the best thing you can hear, and that they are trying to explore or will explore a public-private partnership for the new arena or to redevelop this arena.
Here's what I like about him. Don't know anything about him other than he's a bro-y 53 and he lives in Dallas. Okay. Yeah. What I like about him is it sounds like he really wants to win, very competitive, and
yes.
I love that.
Yes.
He's not in it for the money part of it.
No,
he's a sports fan. He wants to win. He likes to build team. And I love that. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not as rich as Paul Allen, but not many people are or were, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's great. The other thing is he's going to keep the team here. We were talking about this when everyone was freaking out about, the Blazers are going to move. And we told you that they weren't going to move because... Really, sports ownership has changed a lot in the sense that it's really sort of almost global now in a sense. This guy lives in Dallas. He owns a team in Carolina, and now he's going to own a team in Portland, okay? So he doesn't have to... the owner does not have to be from or live in the city where he owns the team. There are no shortage of rich people lining up to buy franchises. Paul Allen, hell, he didn't even live here.
No.
So it, none of that really matters. They don't really care where the teams are. They just want to get in the game.
Well, there's only so many that are ever even available. Exactly. And so when one is available, if you want to do it, it doesn't matter where it is. You just do it.
And there's that's right. And I think there's way more groups of buyers that can buy and want to get into the sports markets than there are teams for sale. So that's where I believe that, you know, Paul Allen's estate and Jode's, they have leverage because they can say, hey, listen, we like your offer, but surely there were other $4 billion offers.
Sure.
And they can go to those people and say, well, how serious are you about keeping the team in Portland?
Yeah.
Because Tom Dundon is serious about keeping the team in Portland. And that could be the difference between two or three $4 billion offers. Maybe even Dundon's is less than a $4.5 billion offer. But they said Tom Dundon is really committed on keeping the team here. And there, because he really wants to buy the team, he wants to get in the game. So therefore, he gets the team. So that... it really did work out that way, dude. And that's the same with the MLB thing in Portland.
Yeah.
People are freaking out. Who's the owner? Dude, there are so many people and so many groups and so much money lined up to buy an available sports franchise in one of the major pro sports in the U.S. You don't really have to worry about that. You really don't. It is such a good investment. They're all lined up. So now Tom Dundon is coming to town with his bro hats.
Yep.
And
I don't know. What were you?
Oh, I had a hot, Tom Dundon nugget.
Were you talking about because there's three people in the group.
No, who cares about that?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. We'll go through them in a second, but no, I can't remember what I was going to say. Anyway, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think this is good. And anybody saying it's not, you don't really know. No one really knows. I don't know if it's good or if it's bad, but look, the other thing. You can tell I'm excited today. It's a very exciting day, Jace.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell?
I can.
Jody Allen is going to be out of the fold. Burt Cold is going to be out of the fold. And my God, that is a great thing for Portland. I know that there was just this fluff piece about her and how great she is.
She was the single greatest figure in the history of sports.
Go away. Go back to Seattle.
Thank
Seahawks
you.
Won't be far behind, which is probably good, too. And you can just wipe your hands clean of the Allen estate. It's over. Paul was great.
Yeah.
Jody, not so much. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. I think this is a good day. Now, we don't know how long this is going to take to complete. We don't know when all of this is going to go through. By the way, a lot of times you do get these agreements and they fall through or there's legal entanglements. You know, this is a auction. So I think, from my understanding, they are legally required to give it to the highest bidder. Could there be something that comes along that throws a monkey wrench into that? Could someone throw a Hail Mary here at the end and offer, you know, like you said, 4.5? Who knows? But all we know right now is there is an agreement in place. You do have a minority partner that lives in Portland. That's nice. You said that there's a thing in there that they plan to keep him in. That being said, you still have to have the public-private ownership group. I think that was an interesting thing that was put in there that he wants to explore public-private. That's where I said my only thing that would give me any sort of pause is this is not Steve Ballmer. This is not someone that's going to come in and say, here's $2 billion to build an arena after we spent $4 billion to build the team.
Well, nobody's going to do that. Even Steve Ballmer wouldn't do that.
Well, Ballmer did do it.
Well, in L.A. You're
so
right.
He did.
He's the one guy. Most of them don't.
I know.
I mean, even Stan Kroenke, who is, I think Stan Kroenke's is as rich as Ballmer. Maybe not. I don't know. But he's really,
he's
really rich.
Money.
He didn't even do it. He did a public-private partnership in L.A.
So I just, hopefully, we can, because this is going to be exciting. It's going to be awesome. And then the next hurdle will be, can we get some public leaders who have said they're on board with keeping the team here and doing everything? Can we now get everyone to come together and come up with something that makes sense? Because that will be a hurdle that has to be addressed. So I think this is a great day. I do think there's some questions. And until I's are dotted and T's are crossed, let's not count our chickens. But I think this is a good day that you have a guy that is into sports. He's a big pickleball investor.
Yeah.
He was the main, he spent $250 million to keep that alliance of American football. Remember that?
What a waste of money.
I know, but he's a sports guy. He's an SMU guy. He's a hockey guy. He's a pickleball guy. He's a football. He is a sports guy. It reminds me of the Ryan Smith, the guy in Utah that owns the Jazz. that bought the Arizona Coyotes and is going to probably bring Major League Baseball to Utah. He's a younger guy that has a couple billion dollars and loves sports. That is a phenomenal thing. And he's also
sports
a Dallas guy. He's a Dallas guy that's embraced Raleigh, you know, North Carolina. If he's going to do that, he can obviously embrace Portland.
It's actually pretty neat.
This is a good day. If this ends up going through, and we hope it does, I think you should feel really good about this if you're a Blazer fan.
Tom Dundon, we will talk to you about what he did to build his wealth and who he has in his group coming up next. Blazers about to have a new owner. More coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, so I looked it up. Stan Kroenke, boy, he is not worth nearly as much as I thought he was.
Kroenke's not super rich?
Well, he is rich. He's worth $18
billion. Yeah, that's one of the richest owners in sports.
Yeah, he's 11th. He's the 11th richest owner in world sports.
Yeah.
But I thought he was worth well over 100. I don't know why I thought that. So he's not. He's only worth 18. And isn't it funny that I'm sitting here going, loser.
So
the richest owner is Steve Ballmer by far in the world, sports owner.
The Walmart guys that own the
Ballmer's
Broncos.
Ballmer's at $148 billion.
Are they up there?
And the next highest is Rob Walton and his family at $110 billion. So Ballmer is like, almost worth $45 billion more than the next richest owner.
And that's
crazy.
And like I said, if I had one wish for an owner, it was, well, one, to keep him here, but it all goes hand in hand. I just wanted someone that had FU money where they could be like, well, I'll build the damn thing and I'm not going to worry about any of the hassles. And, you know, that's very nitpicky, but I think it's important because today is an exciting day, but eventually the hurdle is going to have to be cleared of a public-private partnership. You're going to have to get the city and you're going to have to get the taxpayers to want to kick in funds to fund, let's say, somewhere between a one and maybe a 1.5-ish billion-dollar either new stadium or renovation. Tear down the old one and build it from scratch, and that's a big cost when you just spent $4.25 billion, but that's a problem for future.
Well, I think when it comes to the Blazers, I think that the city has the will to get it done.
And I hope so.
And I also think that, I just feel like the Blazers are not going to leave. I just feel like when it comes to the Trailblazers, they will not. Yes, they will not.
Yeah.
Be the city that we have come to know and disrespect. Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll just the Blazers are like the last straw. Like they're not gonna let. They may not get this MLB to Portland thing done, but they're not gonna let the Blazers leave. It'll happen. And by the way, the other thing is, I just feel like that's why I brought up Kroenke.
Yeah,
but Kroenke's not as rich as I thought he was. It's really rare that you get a bomber that comes in and just, like, I'll pay for everything.
Sure.
Most of the time, almost all of the time, it is a public-private partnership.
Yeah.
And Portland and Oregon, they know this.
Yeah.
We've already heard from a group of people who understand this, who want to keep the Blazers here. We've already heard from the mayor, and we've already heard from the governor, who all understand this. Even the governor said that. It's like, yeah, we look forward to exploring this partnership. So we'll get, you know, we'll cross that bridge. This guy, Dundon, is his net worth... and by the way, if you're just tuning in, the Blazers are about to have a new owner. If the deal goes through, it will be to the Carolina Hurricanes owner, Tom Dundon. He's a 53-year-old man, not a woman.
He's a man.
He's a man.
He's 50. He likes to kick and stretch, and his net worth seems to be a little, people seem to be a little wonky on it.
1.2 to 1.7 billion.
See, I saw 1.2 to like 2.6. So I,
who knows?
He's rich. He's a billionaire. But it's not, you know.
He's not Stan Kroenke.
He's not Stan Kroenke.
So here's a little background. He was born in New Jersey, but raised in Plano, Texas, which is how he got to SMU, which, by the way, that's where my dad went to school.
Yes.
So pretty much me and Tom Dundon.
Well, and as someone else, someone else points out, they looked up his handicap. It's 6.4.
Huge golfer.
So, I mean, you two basically at this point are best friends.
Yeah, he lives in Dallas. After college, he dipped into the old subprime auto loan business, which at the time was quite lucrative. He grew that, sold it. He founded his own company called Dundon Capital Partners, where they just were rich guys buying rich things.
Yeah.
Like he bought a big building in Dallas. He also invested in a healthcare services company and an auto finance company and then some real estate.
He wets his beak into a lot of things.
He was an early investor in Top Golf, and he founded a golf club called Trinity Forest out there somewhere. I don't know if it's in Dallas or something.
Yeah.
And he is the chairman of Pickleball.com.
Yeah, he owns a pickleball league.
Yeah.
And he tried to bring about a new professional football league, but... That didn't work out.
Well, you can't win them all.
You can't win them all
when you're rich.
But it does when you look through.
Or can you?
When you look through the investments, he loves sports.
Sports. Like,
you can tell he's a sports guy. And someone else said that I read, and someone was just brought this up. He was exploring the idea of Major League Baseball to Carolina. Nothing really kind of got off the ground there. But again, everything involving him is sports. He's a sports guy. But my guess is when you own the Carolina Hurricanes,
sports,
and then you're going to own the Blazers, that probably puts a major league franchise and another couple bill. That probably puts that on the back corner, or back burner, because again, he's not Stan Kroenke.
So the other two that are in his group that we know of, at least so far, the co-president of Blue Owl Capital, Mark Zahr.
Yeah.
Z-A-H-R. He's in Chicago, and he's a finance bro. And then we also have Portland-based CEO of Collective Global, Sheil Tile.
Yeah.
And this dude, now this guy, this bro right here, Tile.
Yeah.
You know who he's married to?
Yeah, he's married to, that's why he's married, he's in Portland because he's married to someone that's here.
He's married to that Oregon Health Authority hot that we talked about when she got hired in 2023, Dr. I'll probably butcher her name.
You probably will.
Sahal Hafi?
I guarantee that's not how you say it, but I'm not going to correct you.
That might be right. It might be wrong. She previously served in the Joe Biden administration.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God.
Thanks a lot, Obama. I think we're going to stop. But she settled in Portland because
she probably knows Fauci.
Because she's head of the... what was it again? The
Oregon Health Authority.
Yes. Yeah, so he is now settled in Portland.
Now, that dude graduated from Stanford at the age of 19.
Yeah. He's got like every degree known to man.
Unlike you.
No, I did not.
And
in fact,
I
had Stanford tell me thanks, but no thanks when it came to my college recruitment.
He also went to Harvard Law.
Yeah.
And so those guys are the main guys that they have mentioned so far that are involved with Dundon. Mm-hmm. Dundon's bid, they say, is unique in that he does want local investors on board, and they're already talking with Tim Boyle of Columbia, mm-hmm. who said that he wouldn't be putting in a ton, but yeah. he wants to help keep the team in Portland, and yeah. if he can help do that by being a part of the ownership group, he's going
and
to.
When I read into that, that to me again is the. Let's get some people on board that know the area, that have connections, that can get the partnership going to get a new arena or to renovate the Moda Center. And to be and just also something, the arena situation in Carolina that was problematic, which is why Carolina was always kind of up for the relocation. They did not build a new one there. They did renovate it, and they are renovating. He's dumped a bunch of money into it. So, you know, something to keep an eye on there too, because obviously renovating an arena, you assume would be cheaper than tearing the old one down and starting from scratch or buying land and building it somewhere else. So, I think the fact that he wants local business owners involved, even at a small percentage, again, just seems like it's a good faith thing, because it's one thing to say that you want or you intend to keep the team in the city, but we know that Clay Bennett did that too when he bought the Sonics and was like, hey, yeah, I'm keeping it here, and then made absolutely zero effort. Why else would you bring in very small minority partners that have Portland ties if that wasn't your intention to keep the team? So,
well, where would he take them?
Who knows?
You know? I mean, Vegas, I guess.
Vegas, Seattle.
Well, Seattle.
Kansas City.
Yeah, KC, but yeah. He has no ties to those cities.
Yeah, could you take it back to Carolina? He owns and operates. I guess they already have Charlotte, so no.
Yeah, they already have a team.
They already have a team.
Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Maybe he brings the Hurricanes with him.
God, that'd be amazing.
What do you think about that?
Except he dumped a bunch of money into that building, so probably not.
Well, maybe he brings the building.
I'd love that. Just pick it up, airlift that son of a gun.
Yeah.
But all signs point to him being... like honest, and that is a legit thing about wanting to keep the team here, and that's kick ass.
Yeah, all right. Make sure you text us, okay? What are you thinking? How are you feeling? Fan text line is 503-864-6326. We'll have more on this coming up, but we also have the largest single gift in college athletics history.
Yeah.
Did you read about this?
Yeah, it didn't go to BYU either.
No, sure didn't.
They didn't go to SMU.
Nope, sure didn't.
Yeah.
Guess where it did go, though?
I know where it went.
Move over, Phil Knight.
Except Phil's donated like almost $1 billion to the Ducks.
That is coming up next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.